They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, flying there under the sea.
I remember that show.
Used to be my favorite.
Did it really?
Yes. Well, I love that little dolphin.
It never rised to that level in my viewing pleasure, but I do remember it. We're talking about.
Are you going to mention what it is for everyone else that has no idea what that was from?
That was pre-Romy.
That was a Sunday night show on NBC. It was about a boy and his dolphin. It was a dolphin named Flipper.
It's kind of like a Lassie show with a dolphin.
Yeah.
He was always
gotcha.
The hero.
It was in the
60s. Solving problems, rescuing people. It was awesome.
It was like Super Dolphin.
And it wasn't a cartoon.
That's right. It was not animated. We're talking about flipping a little bit, and I do see Donna, I do see Doris, and I do see Steve, and we're going to get to you right away. But let me just take 2 points on flipping homes, because those of you that are out there in the buying mode could very easily be looking at a flipped home. And I know right now you have a sense of urgency in your buy, and you may have already made 3, 4, or 5 offers, and you're constantly being outbid, or you're being beat by someone that says, I don't want a home inspection. I'll buy it as is. I'll buy it sight unseen. I'll buy it for cash. And in a seller's perspective, if you get several offers over your asking price that all say, I don't care about inspection, I don't care about current condition, I don't care about ever even walking through the house, and I will pay you cash and we'll close escrow in a week or less. It's hard for a legitimate family to buy and muscle your way into that deal and get the house. But if you do, I can tell you I would not buy a home without having a building inspector take a look at it. We've got several on our Rosie on the House site that I know you can trust, how thorough they are. And I would particularly ask them, spot if you think this is a flipped home. And they'll know within 5 minutes of walking on the property. And the things, if they say yes, if you get it confirmed, this home has been flipped. Either the owner that's selling it now or some prior owner flipped this home. There are a lot of very telling indications that tell us that. You can search that address in the building department that's in charge of that area, whether it's the county or the city. Go check and see, was a permit pulled? And if a permit was pulled, see whose name is on the permit. And it's okay to do it as an owner builder. There are certain limitations on how fast, if you owner builder it, how fast you can sell it. And a lot of those requirements were violated. But if a licensed contractor's name is on the permit, that's a good sign. That's a real good sign. Okay. So we verify a permit was pulled, and we verify whose name pulled it, and we verify it was indeed a licensed contractor. If it was an owner builder and that owner is the one currently occupying the house, ask them for a list of the subcontractors that completed the work on the house and see if in fact they were using licensed contractors or were they using Uncle Ned. Couple tips on buying real estate right now, flipping homes, proceed with extreme caution.
All right, next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. It's Donna, another roofing question. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Well, good morning, and I want to thank you for not only giving me the information that I need to complete projects, but also the confidence. I'm 66 years old and started doing all my own stuff pretty much 17 years ago. Anyhow, my question is, I'm going to put a new sealant on my flat roof. The first year I bought a Home Depot product, the first time I did it, it only lasted 2 years, but I only put one coat on it. Second time I put 2 coats on it, and that was 5 years ago or 4.5 years ago, and it's lasted, but it's ready for another coat. What is the best coating? Is it silicone or elastomeric? And Is the temperature okay to do it now? And can I put it through my Graco Magnum paint sprayer?
So,
she is. That's a do-it-yourselfer right here. My hat's off to Miss Donna.
I don't know of a roofing coating that goes through a paint sprayer at this time. I mean, there could be one, but I'm not familiar with them. The ones, you know, it's still an old-fashioned rollout. And even if you did spray it, I mean, even we tell people that are painting with a sprayer, you still have to back roll. And I would definitely say that's the case in the roofing application as well, because you want 100% coverage. So I
4 mils, the thickness of a credit card at least.
Yeah,
and that's hard to get through a sprayer.
Yeah,
a homeowner sprayer. There are the foam roofing trucks that have special spray rigs for that. But to get 4 mils thick, I don't think your Graco sprayer is going to do it. Now, she asks, synthetic or elastomeric. That is the one place we will say elastomeric should be used.
On top of foam roof.
Yes.
And that's a coating. And you can get, you know, what as for what brand, you know, I would just go to a roofing supplier, you know, like ABC Roofing or Roofing Wholesale. And get, you know, whatever product they're most commonly selling to roofers.
I would tell Donna, call a Rosie on the House foam roof specialist and just say, hey, I'm going to do it myself. Can I buy whatever you use? That's what I'd tell. And Donna, it's more than just getting up there and sweeping the roof. I mean, when we pay a contractor to get up there and recoat a foam roof, they're power washing that roof. Very carefully, and of course, allowing it to completely dry, and I mean it's tedious work, but you've tackled it a couple times, and I see from the area code you're kind of probably on my side of town. If you get into this, and you want just a couple additional tips of what to watch for, what to look for, and how old is the foam that's underneath these layers that you've already put on? How old's the foam?
I've only lived here 10 years. I don't know. So I don't know.
Okay.
It looks like it's okay. I mean, there's not a lot of cracking like or anything like that.
Okay.
But.
All right. Call our roofers and talk to them about tackling it yourself. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, call Durafoam Roofing and talk to Dave. And let him know I suggested you do this, and he'll give you a couple tips. It's not an easy job. Sounds like you're up to the task. Again, my hat's off to Miss Donna for tackling the do-it-yourself projects around our house for the last 17 years. Thank you for the kind words about the show.
And let's see. From there, we will go to Doris. Again on roofing, that's been the theme of today. Welcome to the program, Doris. What are you working on?
Thank you for taking my call. I re-roofed my house. It was January, February of this year. And I noticed that at the entryway of my house, the tile does not completely line up to the rest of my house. The entryway is lower than the rest of my house. And so I called the contractor and I explained it to him. And what he told me, he said that, and this sounded funny to me, I could be wrong, but it sounded funny to me, that the tile is only there to make my house look, what he said, pretty, that the underlayment is what protects my house. And I said, well, I says, I don't know about that. I said, on the other side of my house, where part of my house is lower than the rest of my house, the tile lines up completely with my other part of the house. So is what he's saying correct or not?
Well, what he's saying is true. The tile concrete tile is not a waterproof, and it is not what keeps the rain out. It's the underlayment, black felt-looking paper that goes down on top of the roof decking, and then the tiles go on top of that for your architectural finish. But so that part is true, but I'm having a what when you say the front doesn't line up, I mean, are the tiles crooked? Is that what you're saying?
There's like about 1.5 to 2 inches. They have it diagonally where it comes out to where the tile ends, and where it ends is about 2 inches away from the part of my house that's higher.
So it sounds like it's just not all the way to the edge of the roof. It might have been.
There's a flashing there.
There's 1.5 inches exposed, so instead of taking the time to cut in the right layer, they just kind of, you know, might have been the last part of the job that they just blew through to get done and left. But if you could snap a picture and send that to info@rosieonthehouse.com, we'll be able to tell you if that is something that is within you know, building standards, and if not, you know, here's what you need to go back and tell the roofer to come out and fix it correctly.
And Doris, wouldn't you send that to info@rosieonthehouse.com? Put today's date on it, because then we know it's a question generated from the broadcast, and we can sort, we can kind of screen that a whole lot quicker than the other hundreds of emails we get every single week, and we can get back to you a little bit quicker on that. So I hope it was a licensed contractor, so in case we do determine that it's not to industry standard, we could have some recourse. Send us that picture. If I'm sure if you need to get up on a ladder or you need to get up higher or elevated, lean on a neighbor or family friend to get up there and get that picture to you and get it sent us over to us. Interesting report I saw on the health industry as it relates to the do-it-yourselfer during the pandemic era. Romy, you know which do-it-yourself tool causes more visits to the emergency room than anything else.
You know, I saw something this week.
Uh-huh.
It was it a lacerations?
Well, and that's the new big surprise. Is historically it's always been
ladder falls.
Ladders, people using ladders incorrectly send more homeowners to the hospital than any other do-it-yourself tool on the property. Ladders. Actually, a fairly dangerous tool. But that changed during the pandemic. It wasn't ladder falls. It was lacerations.